You're listening to SBS News.
2018 brought with it some unseasonal surprises. Bushfires came early, while snow fell well into the warmer months. Coastal areas flooded, while the regions begged for a drop. Last year was Australia's third warmest year on record, according to the Bureau of Meteorology's annual climate statement. The Bureau's head of climate monitoring, Dr. Carl Braganza, says the annual national temperature was 1.14 degrees above average.
The warmth has been really quite uniform, so every state and territory had temperatures that ranked within the top six warmest years on record. So that warmth consistently across the eastern states in particular probably further exacerbated dry conditions.
9 of the 10 warmest years on record in Australia have occurred since 2005. Last year's rainfall totals in Australia were also the lowest since 2005. Dr. Braganza says 2018 was the year that intensified Australia's drought crisis.
It's been a historically significant drought period, probably comparable to the Millennium Drought, the World War II drought, and going way back to the Federation drought. Particularly the depth of the drought was quite severe in spring.
The dryness began in January when heat waves swept across the southeast. Penrith in Sydney's west reached a top temperature of 47 degrees. In April, summer-like heat continued, producing record autumn highs around the country. By July, more than 80% of New South Wales recorded low rainfall, with the state officially declared drought affected, while September was the driest month across the country. The General Manager of the National Farmers Federation, Warwick Ragg, says the latest facts and figures from the Bureau only reinforce what farmers are experiencing across the country.
Major events that, whether they're thunderstorms, hail events or even late frosts, as has been experienced in the cropping areas in Western Australia, all point to a more dynamic climate, and farmers need to adapt and transition to these more, I guess, severe and unexpected events.
There was heavy and damaging rain at times in 2018. Tropical cyclones rocked North Australia. Severe storms caused widespread damage in Queensland and New South Wales as central Queensland burned as temperatures soared. Climate scientist Professor Will Steffen says Australians have to act now to stabilise the climate for future generations.
Well, what we need to do in our everyday lives, each one of us, is to realise that this is a collective action problem. It affects all of us. All of us have to work together on the solution. There are certainly things you can do as an individual, but the number one thing you can do is to vote out parties that do not take action on climate change.
The Bureau of Meteorology predicts dry conditions to continue in eastern parts of Australia over the next 3 months, forecasting more hard times for farming communities. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.